Get out the party streamers, blow up some balloons, and bake a cake, because we are going to celebrate a birthday. Today, the Feast of the Nativity of Mary. Deacon Bob Ellis is talking with me today to help us understand a little bit more why this particular birthday is so important. Deacon Bob is the National Coordinator for the World Apostolate of Fatima. Good morning, Deacon Bob. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Brenda. It's a pleasure to be with you.
So, Deacon, we get to spend some time today talking about a birthday party, and that, of course, is the Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary. You know, most saints celebrate the day they died, and while we don't know what that is for Mary, this is the day that we celebrate her nativity. That's, of course, her birthday. What do we know about her nativity and about, you know, why this date, a birth date, is of value to us? What are we going to be able to pull from it?
Well, birthdays are interesting. To me, the birthday is not nearly as significant as the conception day. Mm-hmm. And then what one does with one's life. Of course, Anne and Joachim, her parents, were advanced in age when they conceived her and gave birth. But it's not so much the being born. We celebrate the being born because it marks a specific time. This is when her body entered the world. But then, to me, it's far more important to follow where she goes from there, where anybody that's born goes from there. I know when we celebrate birthdays in our home here, so often the focus is on a cake and ice cream and everybody getting together and singing happy birthday. But it's always good to focus on where someone has been and where they are going, because that's what's really important. And I found it very interesting. There is something that I discovered just a week or two ago. You know, remember when Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple for the presentation, Simeon knew, and he thanked God for allowing him to see the Savior. I had always wondered, you know, how did he know, and just assumed that it must have been a prompting of the Holy Spirit. But I found out that Simeon, of course, was in the temple most of the time. And when Joseph and Mary were children, they consecrated their virginity. They took vows of perpetual virginity. Both of them did. And that would have been done in the presence of Simeon, who was in the temple. So when Mary and Joseph bring Jesus, here they are. He's watched them grow up, and now they have this child, but they were dedicated to perpetual virginity. And that's how he knew. Isn't that amazing?
Deacon, it is fascinating because we accept these stories, we hear them, and yet from time to time we learn these gems, these precious bits of information. And I love how you lead that. When Mary's birthday, this was kind of her start of her body here on earth, and what she was able to do with that gift of her own life, and then how it led her to the presentation. It's just fascinating how it all weaves together in such a perfect way that God designs. Deacon, it is a feast day, and in our home, it's fun to celebrate birthdays. You, as you told me off air, are the father of 14. I mean, you've had a lot of birthday cake over the years, I imagine. You know, some families with young children, they are at wonder at Christmas time. It's the birth of Christ. They'll make a birthday cake. So that's kind of what we envision, a birthday. But in what other ways can we, especially for this Feast of the Nativity of Mary, how can we celebrate Mary in that domestic church?
Well, next Tuesday, I believe, is the 8th. Yep, on my calendar it says Tuesday. So we're going to celebrate Mary's birthday. And I would like to suggest that when that day comes, we all celebrate her birthday by consecrating our homes. Now, by home, I mean family. You know, we're not talking about the house. We're talking about the family.
Okay.
And you know how you have houses blessed?
Right.
When you move from one to another. But when you consecrate your family, or what we call the home, to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, that goes along with enthronement of the Sacred Heart of Jesus in our homes. So we make Jesus the King, and we make Mary the Queen. The apostolate has what we call a home enthronement program, and it grows out of Fatima in the sense that, you know, Sister Lucia asked Jesus, you know, he told her he wanted Russia to be consecrated to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. And then if that would be done, he would convert Russia. And so she says to Jesus, why won't you just convert Russia? Why do we have to have this consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary? And his response was, because I want my whole church to recognize that conversion as a consequence of the consecration to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, so that devotion to the Immaculate Heart of Mary can be spread throughout the world and placed alongside of the devotion to my Sacred Heart. And so if we do the home enthronement program, we are doing precisely that. The Sacred Heart is the King, the Immaculate Heart is the Queen, and the two devotions are placed side by side as Jesus wanted us to do. So my recommendation is, it's a little bit short notice to do the home enthronement, but you could do the consecration of the family to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and then do the home enthronement during the month or two following. That's my recommendation to everyone for Our Lady's birthday. We will be giving her a gift of making her the queen of our lives. And we can promise her that we're going to enthrone the Sacred Heart within the next couple of months. People might be wondering, well, where can we get information about this? And all of the information about the Home Enthronement Program is at bluearmy.com.
Oh, perfect.
People can go to bluearmy.com, click on the home enthronement, and the whole thing is explained.
What we know of Mary is it's never about herself. Through her own example, she is always pointing us to her Son. And in all that she asks of us, she is asking us so that we may become closer to Him. And it's wonderful, Deacon, that we've had you today to share more about your work and the World Apostolate of Fatima. Would you please, as we end our interview today, will you end us in a prayer and blessing?
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thine intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, we fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, our Mother. To thee we come. Before thee we stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not our petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer us. Amen. Our Lady of Fatima, pray for us. And may the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit descend upon all listeners, now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Deacon Bob Ellis from the World Apostolate of Fatima, thank you so much for your time today.
It was great to be with you. God bless you and your family, and God bless all of the listeners.